念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》小本的法本第三页，般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波提梭哈。Dennis， 现在呢，在等这个麦克风做好的时候呢，我们先来做一个简短的观修，先观想哦，先做好，就用那个毗卢遮那佛的七支做法做好，可以调匀你的呼吸，然后观想在你的前方虚空，大概离你的身体六尺的地方的虚空的上方呢。出现了一本师释迦牟尼佛，他坐在他的法座上面。这法座上面呢，有一个很精美的莲花座啊，然后还有月轮、日轮，然后上面呢就出现身体为金色光芒的本师释迦牟尼佛，哦，具有所有一切功德相。这样观想我们的身旁呢，围绕着我们的父母，还有六道的所有的一切众生。如是观想之后呢，我们就要来念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒。念他咒语的时候呢，我们可以观想本师释迦牟尼佛的身体呢，发出大光芒，还有降下大光露。甘露，这些甘露呢，净化了我们呢，所有的一切业障啊、恶业啊、身体和心理的痛苦等等，不只是我们，还有我们身旁的亲朋戚友、六道所有的一切众生。好，现在我们就开始念他的心咒。你的对镜消失了吗？哦，OK， 再次不要忘失教授，哦，要用正念把你的对镜给拉回来。好，现在注意你的对镜，观想的对镜。我们念诵七次。Te Ata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha Te Ata Om Muni Muni
Mm-hmm. Yeah, question, just ask one. Yeah.
大家有问题可以发问，先来一个问题吧。
Rinpoche， 我读到，我从《金刚经》读到，佛讲一句话是：不可以身相得见如来，凡所有相皆是虚妄。所以，为什么在我们观修修禅修的时候要观想佛相呢？
哎，我没有这部经典的英文翻译。Rinpoche, her question is related to Diamond Kata Sutra. There's a verse in Diamond Kata Sutra that, we should not see the form of Buddha as Buddha, something like that. Whatever appearance is all empty, is all false. If I just translated it directly, all appearances, is empty and false.If we can see all appearances as mere appearances, then we are able to see the Tathagatas. Literal translation. So, if this is the case, why when we, do this meditation, we use the Buddha as our object of meditation?Why you use the form of a Buddha as an object of meditation? If let's say, the form of all Buddhas and all this, whatever form or whatever appearances is empty and false, and in the Diamond Kata Sutra say that we should see all appearances and forms, as mere appearances, then we see the Buddha, then why in the first place we use the form of a Buddha as object of meditation?Why did we use the form of a Buddha as object of meditation when in the Diamond Kata Sutra we are taught not to grasp at the form of a Buddha? Yeah, because we see the form of Buddha, grasp it, think that this is the Buddha. But actually all forms are mere appearance and they are empty and false, according to Diamond Kata Sutra.
So, so the Diamond Kata Sutra, the advice is about stroking out the emptiness. Yeah, the related with emptiness. So, that's like Buddha's poem, do not exist from his own sight. You know, mainly just telling that, you know, then.
《金刚经》呢讲的其实就是空性的道理，在这部经典里面呢，他讲佛的相啊，它是无自性的，它是没有自相的。
Oh, so that means not only Buddha's body, Buddha's mind, Buddha's body include our body, our mind, all existing thing do not exist from its own sight. So this the.The teaching Diamond Kata Sutra talk about emptiness.
所以他意思就是呢，就是说呢，不只是佛的相，就是佛我们观想的身，不只是佛的身体而已，佛的身口意呢，都是没有自性的，甚至是所有一切的众生的身口意呢，都是没有自性的。所以一切呢，一切万物的存在都是没有自性的，这就是空性的道理。
So same thing like Nasuta, there's no poem, no sound, no smell, no taste, you know, all this. No, like that. So that means doesn't exist with one sight, you know. empty of that. So it's meaning the same. You know?
和心经啊，我们念诵的心经是一样的。心经里面有讲无眼耳鼻舌身意色身香味触法等等，这讲的这些呢，都是所有的一切呢，都是空无自性的。它的存在呢，是以空性没有自性而存在的。
So here, so if you meditate like that, you know, Buddha's body is real. Buddha exists from his own sight. You know, then you meditate, then this is not the right. You know, so this is the not the right way to meditate. Yeah, seeing the Buddha's body exists from his own sight. You know, the real Buddha exists from his own sight. Then I think not the correct.
所以这里呢讲我们在禅修的时候，我们在修的时候呢，我们这个佛的身体呢，它其实是没有自性的，它是空无自性的。可是当我们在看这个佛的东西的时候，这佛像的时候，我们觉得诶，真的是有一尊佛在那边，而且这尊佛呢，就是自己有自己的个性，自己的独立自主的性质存在的。其实呢，它的存在是空无自性的。
Okay, So there's nothing exists from one side, not include Buddha's body like that. So that's like that. So that's the talking about emptiness in the Dhammakatha Sutra.
所以呢，他告诉我们呢，这所有一切呢，没有一样东西呢是有自性而存在的，不是靠着自己独立存在不变的自性而存在的。啊，这是遍及一切所有的相、所有的法的，这是《金刚经》要告诉我们的。
Okay, you get?
But you haven't answered why you use it as an object of meditation.
Object of meditation can be anything. I'm just giving example. You know, don't have to be Buddha's form body. You know, can be his mind possible. Different, you can meditate Buddha's mind. But we need some object to meditate. You know, so this Buddha's image is much easier to visualize compared to his mind. So,
所以呢，他告诉我们，其实我们观想的对境呢，可以是任何东西了，不一定是要佛的身体了，你可以是任何一样东西，或者佛的心啊、佛的意啊，也可以啊。可是呢，如果我们用佛的身来做对境的话呢，是比较容易的，因为我们比较熟悉嘛，比较容易观想。好，所以其实我们观想的东西呢，无论是任何东西，它都是没有自性存在的。所以你观想的时候，你要自己懂。
So like that. Of course, there's so many different explanations by meditating Buddha's body. Image of Buddha, you know, brings so much benefit, purify, living positive, bring purify negative, you know, negative karma. Just thinking Buddha's body like that. So,
为什么我们用佛的身体作为我们的观想的对境呢？当然有很多很多不同的解释了。那其中一个解释就是，如果我们观想佛的身体的话呢，它其实还是有很大的功德的，很大的利益的啊。比如说呢，我们以佛的身相出现的话，如果佛的身相出现在我们观想对境的话，就这样而已，这样就没有知道它是空无自性啊什么，只是观想佛的身相而已，它就会带来很大的利益。比如说，它能净化我们长时间呢、长劫所积累的恶业，都会被净化。
OK， 啊，
可以吗？他没有讲，就是如果你观想豆芽、石头啊，是没有功德利益的啦。
Okay,
huh? Oh, I added, if you meditate, you use sprouts, you use stones and all this, you can achieve shamatha, but there's no such benefits.
Yeah. Okay, so now, we talk about the nine stages, how to develop karma biting from the picture, so you can look at the picture good. Rough explanation, pictures, so you have some ideas.
今天呢，Ken Rinpoche要跟我们讲这个九住心。九住心，你可以看这幅图画，这是从唐卡 西藏著名唐卡里面画下的那个图画，或者你可以看这个黑白的了。哦、
Okay, so that's the so first one, the mental placement. So it's called mental placement, the first one.
当你呢进入了这个修行的次第的时候呢，这样你就会首先进入这个内住心。
So that means in the very beginning, of course, you know, so from hearing, you know, from hearing, describing the object of meditation, you know, hear from that, then you visualize like that, then you put your mind on that object, you know, very beginning, so that fixing the mind on the object of concentration, you know, try to put your mind there.So this is the first state, you know, so on.
这个内住心呢讲的是什么呢？这个内住心看起来好像很吓人，其实讲的就是当你听闻哦怎么样做这个静修的时候，你听闻到佛法怎样做静修，那别人跟你形容哦在虚空上面啊现出什么呢，本质是释迦牟尼佛，这样你的那个对境呢就在你的心识里面呢意识里面升起啊，升起，然后你就照着你所听闻的那个方法去观想，那你将你的心安住在这观想境，这是第一个步骤，这个就叫做内住心。
So like that, so here, so you see the monk there, you know, the picture of the man, and the picture is monk, yeah, don't have to be monk, yeah, and the picture is, so that represent oneself.The person oneself who are meditating. So,
所以你可以看看你的这个图画，就是图画这个第一个内住心呢，你就可以看到那个僧人，对吗？啊，那个僧人就是你刚开始学习静修的时候啊，这个就内住心了。他由这个僧人呢来代表。
Then, I think the monk is holding the rope, putting the rope on his.Left hand there, so that is what goes. I don't know,
mindfulness,
yeah. So the symbolize mindfulness, you know.
所以你可以看到这个僧人呢、啊，这个僧人左手呢拿着一根绳索，这个绳索呢代表的就是正念。
So then his right hand holding what you call this hook, I don't know, huh? What you call this? Hook?
Hook.
Yeah, right hand holding.
Stick.
Yeah, corn stick. So that symbolize introspection, yeah.
这样他的右手呢是拿着一根棍哦，寻向的棍。这棍子呢就代表正知。正知，知道的知。Introspection, vigilance.
I don't know. Introspection, vigilance.
There are two translations. Some translate as vigilance. Some translate it as introspection. Yes, there's no standardization in English.
Chinese, just one word.
Only one translation.
So mindfulness, you know, just so not to forget the object, the function, you know, the mindfulness, not to forget the object, that called mindfulness, you know, keeping your mind on the object, not forgetting the object. So that called mindfulness, yeah.
正念指的是什么呢？正念指的就是不忘失教授。就是你们我们不是有那个五种过患八种对治的那个方法对吗？其中一个就是忘失教授，这教授指的是什么呢？教授指的就是你观想的对境，那个就叫教授。
OK, so then the vigilant introspection, of course then there's another mind, it's not same from mindfulness, the another mind which checking whether your mind is on the object or not. You know, so that's another mind which checks whether on the object or not, you know. So that kind of mind called vigilant.
这样的正知呢，其实是另外一种心哦。这心呢，是检查你的心。这个心是检查你的心，看你的心是否专注在细念在你的对境。所以你的心有很多种，一种心好像警察一样会检查的。
OK， clear.
Yeah, I see it like a police checking.
Something like that. So like that. So then, so here, so you can see the in front of the person, so you can see the elephant there. So that I think elephants represent.Your mind, yeah.
在你可以看到呢，这个僧人哦，在第一个内住心里面，他在追着那只大象。这大象呢，代表我们的心。
Okay, so then very beginning is also this totally black color there, Total black, so that the black mind, so it represents, symbolize. I don't know.What call? Laxity, not the black color, symbolized. How do you say symbolize?
Yeah.
Laxity. Yeah.
你可以看到他在追的这只大象的全部都是黑的，所以这黑呢，象代表心嘛，所以是黑心。这个黑心并不是坏心肠的意思，就是说呢，他的整个心呢都被吊举给占据了，所以这个黑色呢代表你的心很散乱呢、啊，所以他吊举是非常严重的。
啊、so like that. So then, what's called the monkey? I think that symbolizes distraction. You know, monkey symbolizes distraction.I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Distraction.
Yeah. Monkey symbolize distraction.
Distraction.
Yeah. Wandering.
Which one is excitement?
Excitement coming. First translate.
Oh, 刚才那个是沉默。
The monkey symbolize distraction. Yeah.
Oh, oh.
对不起，刚才那个黑心呢是沉默，它是沉默。这个猴子，你看前面有只猴子，这猴子代表那个散乱的心，所以呢，它代表的是吊举，或者跳一跳去嘛，很兴奋的吊举。
Okay, so anyway, so then also, I mean, sometimes they explain of the black color, this and that. Then you say black color, then I don't know, picture sometimes brown monkey here, not black monkey, So anyway, the black color symbolizes the, what go, excitement, yeah. The monkey color is black. Black symbolizes excitement. Monkey.
Oh, monkey. But it's brown color here.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. 这只猴子本来颜色应该是黑色的了，不过你看这个明信片它是褐色的，其实应该是黑色的，所以黑色的猴子呢代表呢很严重的这个吊举。
So like that, whatever. So anyway, monkey symbolizes, you can think that monkey symbolizes distraction or excitement, or you can think like that, your mind is so excited that, you know,Like a monkey mind. Normally talk about the monkey mind, so that means your mind is too busy. Yeah.
Kiram 姐讲了有个记住的方法，就是你看那个猴子啊，英语有句话叫 monkey mind 嘛，就猴子的心呢是很忙碌，很忙碌，跳来跳去，跳来跳去，就表示心呢是很散乱的，就心是吊举的。这样你可以想到大象，大象很重啊，很沉重的，对吗？所以它是沉默。这样记就很容易了。
啊？
会不会很容易记，对吗？
啊？
猴子是很兴奋的吗？跳来跳去，跳来跳去的。
What? How come? 你不知道呀，一定啊。We gave everyone what happened? Huh? You kept in hope?
Who still needs this picture? Is there anyone who still needs it? Okay, thanks.
Also like that. So idea is that, you know, so very beginning the person symbolized this, then, you know, rope symbolized that, then hook symbolized vigilant, the elephant symbolized your mind, then black color symbolized the laxity, then what called the monkey symbolized the distraction or the excitement or like that.
所以呢，那个僧人呢，代表就是你了，你要去做一些东西。然后你左手呢，或者绳索，这个绳索呢，就代表正念，所以它正念的绳索。右手或者棍子呢，是正知的棍子，正知的棍子。所以这是两样你需要用来对治你的心，好的对治的方法。然后这个大象呢，未驯服的黑色的大象，就表示沉默。你会碰到在驯服过程中会碰到的问题，所以黑色的大象就比如沉默的占据了你的整个心。那那个猴子呢，这个猴子也应该是黑色的，就代表那个散乱的心，就是你在修行过程的中呢会遇到的调举的问题。
So like that, so very beginning, very first state, so your mind very difficult to put in the object, you know, very just even short time, you know, just short time, then either you are lazyAre your mind wandering? Not very difficult, you know, like that. So, quite difficult to put your mind in the object. Very beginning like that.
所以在开始静修的时候呢，你的这个心态是属于内住的心，就是你要把你的心专注在你的对境，可是呢却非常的困难哦，你的心呢是非常散乱的，无法呢安住于所缘境，无法呢久住，不能持续。
So then of course beginning, of course like that, then after that, the second level, you know, so what you call a continuous placement, the second call,Continuous placement.
这样呢，你没有放弃啊，继续去修的话呢，你就会进入到第二个层次。第二个层次呢，就叫做续住心。
So then, of course, second time, of course, when you think the object, object meditation, when you think again and again, thinking, reflection. So because of that, then secondthe second level, you know, the continuous placement, so that time you're able to keep your mind in the object longer than the previous one, you know, able to put a little bit, you know, you hold the object, you know.
这样你休息了一段时间之后呢，你进入这个第二个阶段叫续住心了。这样你的心呢能够以思维力不断的去思维去想，把你的心呢安住在你的观想境，就是你的对境上面比较长的时间。就是和第一个内住心比起来呢，你的心能够安住于你的对境呢比较长的时间。
So that's why you see the second level.You know, the, what you call, the elephant head, from the head, a little bit white. Elephant head, a little bit white color, you can see the second level. So that means, the second level, so you are able to put on the object your mind. You know, so that, yeah.
所以在这个第二个阶层的时候，你可以看到个图画呢，这头黑色的大象上面开始有一点白色了，哦，有一点白色了，哦，所以这白色的意思呢，就表示你的心呢，能够比较能够呢安住于你的所缘境了，比较而已了，哦。
Okay, so like that. So then, then the, what's it called, the third one.The third, I think they understand that. Third mean when you go to the third person or third, go to look at the elephant, I don't know, third one, yeah. So that call or patches placement, I don't know how it, patches, huh? Place, yeah.
Patching,
patches, yeah. Patch placement.
这样如是的进修啊，就不断的进修啊，这样呢，你就进入到第三个阶段，叫做安住心。
So that time, so you have to apply the force of mindfulness, you know, you have to apply force of mindfulness. So because of that, then its object disappear from your.Meditation, then with the strong mindfulness, then bring back on the object. Yeah. So then keep living longer than before. Yeah.
这安住心呢，讲的是什么呢？就是在这个阶段的时候呢，你看那个图画，你看那个火呢就升上来了。这个火升上来，火呢就代表正念的力量啊，就强化了。所以呢，当你在观想的时候呢，如果你的对境啊消失的时候，你可以用很强的正念力啊，把你的观想境给拉回来。这样呢，你就可以，你的心呢就可以比较长久、更长久的安住于你的对境。所以它一消失，你的强烈的那个正念力把它拉回来，又再继续关，所以你就可以关的比较久了，更久了。
So like that, so sometimes your mind is not when you reach this level, so your mind can be put in the object longer than before. So that time, that danger of, you know, arising, you know, because.The laxity, excitement, you know. So therefore, you need to put mindfulness, you know. So apply the mindfulness.
所以呢，为什么它叫安住心呢？就是有时候当我们在修的时候，在修这个观的时候呢，我们的那个对境呢，能够比前面两个阶段呢，延续的更长久。就是你的所缘境呢，当你的所缘境你在观想你的对境的时候，你就陷入这沉默啊、调局啊。当有沉默和调局的危险发生的时候呢，你能够升起强而有力的正念呢，把它拉回来呀，一直拉回来。所以你散乱的时间会比较短。
So like that. So here the third level, you can see, I don't know, what a rabbit, a hare, I don't know, rabbit.Something different you see there in third level on top of the elephant you see one rabbit oh.
所以在这个第三阶段安住心的时候，你看那个图画有一只兔子出现了在象的背上，兔子就出现了，然后这象呢其实呢已经有很多白色的部分了。
So here when you reach I think third level, so you're able to recognizeYou know, so the subtle laxity and subtle excitement. So with the mindfulness, so you're able to recognize that. You know, so I think the rabbit symbolizes, I think, subtle excitement. Subtle laxity, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the rabbit.
Yeah.
Subtle.
OK, 就是在这个第三阶段的时候，在安住心的时候呢，你的心呢已经强化到能够认得，能够分辨出细分的沉默还有调局，细分的沉默和调局，所以那个兔子就出现了。
So like that, so when you reach third level, so you're able to recognize, you know, subtle laxity, you know, then you're able to recognize and gross and subtle excitement, you know, able to recognize that.
所以在第三阶段的时候呢，就在安住心的时候，你的心呢不只是能够分辨得出粗分的沉默、粗分的调取，你的心呢还细微到强化到能够认得分辨出细分的沉默，还有细分的调取。
Okay, so you can see that, you know, so the man, you know, the rope hooked the elephant, you know, facing his elephant, face to yourself like that. So you're able to recognize, you know, so like that.
所以你看那个在第三个阶段哦，你看到那个图画，那图画那个僧人呢，已经能够用正念的绳索呢绑住那条象了，所以他正念的力量已经很强了。
So like that, recognize then.Put, you know, the putting again back, recognize that, and then putting your mind back to the object of meditation, you know, so like that.
所以呢，当你的心呢散乱了或者沉默的时候呢，你的很强的正念呢能够分辨出哦有危险了，就可以把你的心呢拉回来，拉回你的对境，继续用功。所以呢，你就可以看到的图画了，那个绳索绑住了那个心相。
So like that. So then the fourth stage, close placement, is called close placement. The fourth, yeah.
这样如是的啊，进修的时候呢，你就会慢慢的进入第四个阶段，叫静住心。Fourth, haven't. You have to wait. Yeah.
Okay, you following? Huh? You looking at the picture, you follow or no?
Heart, the mind. 心的相。心相。My elephant.
它代表沉默。Laxity.静住心 ，close placement。不要，他只讲到请出去，等一下会解释什么时候，然后再解释为一个图画。他没讲到图画。
Okay, so like that. So then at the fourth level, of course, your mindfulness is very strong, you know, so then,
当我们从第三个安住心呢，进步到第四静住心的时候呢，我们的那个正念力是很强的。
So like that, so you're not,So you don't distract easily, you don't get laxity easily, you know. So even you, very beginning, you know, you will understand when your mind is wandering this, then immediately you are able to understand because of the power of the mindfulness, you know.
当我们的正念力很强的时候呢，我们的心呢就不容易散乱，就可以比较专注于我们的对境，或者我们叫所缘境。因为刚开始我们修的时候呢，我们心呢是到处乱窜的。
So like that, then, or like that, then number fifth.
How about the picture associated? The picture associated with fourth.
What do you mean?
Close placement, the picture.
What do you mean?
Is it the next one?
That was the next one.
This is the third one, right? How about the fourth?
Yellow. Oh. Go to the fourth one. You go with the elephant. You go with the elephant. Fourth elephant, yeah.
Yeah. So.
One, two, three, four.
Yep. So it's the fourth. You 从那边开始走，从下面开始走，第四只大象。啊，就是第四个 静住心。
So then, then the fifth one, taming, the taming, I don't know what to call taming.
Taming, taming.
Yeah, taming, taming, or I don't know.
Pacification.
The mind is controlled. I don't know. There are different translations. I don't know. Taming, or the mind is controlled, controlled like that. So there's many translations. I don't know.
Some translate pacification.
然后如是
is number six one different.
嗯
，taming is the number eight. Pacification is number six, so that's different.
Oh. Okay. 这样如是修的话呢，我们就可以来到的第五住心叫调伏心。这调伏心呢，有些。你看其他的那个翻译它叫调顺。啊，所以他们其实没有统一的翻译了。啊，英文也没有统一的翻译了。啊。Okay.
Okay, so now we're where? Number?
Fifth.
Number fifth. So, here, so number fifth and six. Six is specification. So like that, sometimes you have the mind is pacified, so I don't know.
像从第五住心里慢慢修的话，就可以进阶到第六住心叫做寂静心。
So here, so mentioned, so you have to apply this, no.Also vigilant, you know, to, again, have to be vigilant, also vigilant is needed for the, very needed for number fifth and six, the taming and the pacification, the two states needed to apply. Also vigilant.
在这个第五和第六住心、调伏心和寂静心里面呢，你的心呢，你的心的正知啊，就开始运作了。正知就会，看到你的心呢，哦，已经开始有点散了，有点乱了。他就会呢，你就会运用正知的力量呢，把你的心呢给抓回来。
So that's why you see number four, number third and fourth in the rope.Only the rope, you know, hold the elephant like that, so that rope symbolizes the mindfulness. So these two really needed power of the mindfulness, you know, number third and fourth. Mm-hmm. Then go to number fifth. So mindfulness is still needed, but you need another stronger vigilance. So therefore, you see the hook is tied on the elephant, you know.
所以如果你看那个
number five and six, they need stronger power of the vigilant. So that's why the hook is on the elephant, the nose or whatever.
如果你看那个九柱心图的话呢，在当我们在第三和第四柱心的时候呢，我们是以正念的绳索呢去驯服我们心啊，我们这头心的大象。可是呢，来到呢第五和第六住心，就是调伏心还有寂静心的时候呢，我们需要更强的力量，所以呢，我们就需要运用正知的棍子呢去调伏我们心的这头大象。所以你看到那个九住心啊，第五和第六住心呢，那个不只是绳索，就是你那个正知的棍子呢也触动了。
So then, when you reach the number six.The pacification, so that you don't see any more of the rabbit there in the picture. So that when you reach this kind of level, sixth level, so there's no, the subtle laxity doesn't arise. That's why this rabbit disappear, the level, sixth level there.
所以呢，当我们来到第六住心，也就是寂静心的时候呢，你可以看到，你数一数那个大象一二三四五六啊，第六住心的时候就是寂静心啊，那头啊，那只兔子不见掉了啊，就表示呢，我们气氛的沉默呢啊，就不会升起了。因为我们正知正念正知的力量很强，所以呢，细分的沉默就不会升起。
Okay, so I think difficult to arise, almost minimize the subtle laxity, so it's difficult to arise, but it's still the danger of excitement there. So you can see still the monkeys there following that. So.
哦，对不起，不是不会生气，而是呢，这个细分的沉默呢就很难啊，很难再生气。虽然呢，它还是有生气的危险和威胁，可是它比较难了，比较难生气了。
Okay, like that. So, so you can see that the elephant is getting much whiter and whiter. So you can see that that means your mind is getting more clear and clear in the object. Now, when you reach sixth level, so.Your mind is much clear on the object, can stay longer, so there's no danger of what call subtle laxity, you know, there. So almost disappear there, you know, you didn't. So like that.
所以你可以看到在第六住心呢、那头那只兔子不见了，所以呢，而且那个大象、代表我们的心的这头大象呢，更白了，它白色的部分更多了。这表示什么呢？这表示呢，我们的心呢，更能安住于我们的对境，而且呢是非常明亮有力的。就表示呢，我们的心在这个时候呢，住分和明分呢都强化了，就是有住分也有明分，而且细分的沉默呢几乎不再出现了。
So the interesting, you can see that very beginning, you see the man, you know, the elephant, monkey is very far away. You know, you have to chase the elephant and the monkey like that. So that is like.You are following with your mind. You cannot control your mind, you know, like that. Like first, second, you know, you can see that in front of you, you know, you are very behind there. So that means you cannot control your mind, you know.
所以呢，这是非常有趣的。你看看哦，你再回来看看第一柱心和第二柱心那个图画啊。刚开始的时候呢，你看到大象啊，还有那个猴子啊，就是在前面跑啊跑啊跑，然后那个僧人就后面追啊追啊追。这表示呢，我们呢不能控制我们的心了啊，我们要跟着我们心跑跑跑跑跑跑。
So that means you have no control. You have no control. You know, you're just following.
这表示呢、这表示呢，我们对我们的心呢没有那个控制，我们不能控制我们的心。根据那个俗语来讲，术语来讲，就是我们的心呢没有调伏。
Okay, so here you can see that the mind is much more powerful than oneself, you know?
所以呢，这个心呢比我们呢更加强大。
So like that, then when you see, third and fourth level, so with your mindfulness, then you are a little bit, you can control your mind, you know, putting on the object, you know, your mind doesn't wander so much, you know, like before, like that, you're able to control a little bit, you know, with the mindfulness, hold on the object for some time like that. So the third and fourth is like that. So that's why, you know,You are a little bit have control of the mind there.
可是来到第三住心和第四住心呢，也就是安住心和静住心的时候呢，你可以看到呢，我们的正念的力量呢加强了，所以我们能够稍微一点点的能够调伏，能够控制我们的心呢，就能够在短的时间内控制住我们的心。
So then, when you reach this what called fifth level, so then.You see, you know, you apply strong introspection and mindfulness with both, you know, then like that, then after you reach sixth level, then you can control quite well your mind, you know, so then that's how there's no laxity, subtle laxity also disappear, then you can see that when you reach what called fifth and sixth, you are in front of the elephant, not behind the elephant.
所以来到了第五柱心调伏心的时候呢，因为你有运用很强的正念哦，当你的心呢稍微走神的时候，你就会把它拉回来。那配合你的正念的话呢，你的正知配合你的正念，所以你就能够调伏住你的心。尤其是来到第六柱心，你的寂静心的时候呢，你的心呢大致上你都能够控制住你的心，你够调伏住你的心了，甚至呢达到你的细分的沉默呢好像完全不见掉了，并不是完全不见了，好像完全不见，很难再升起。所以你看到呢，你能够驾驭你已经有这个能力能够驾驭你的心了。所以这时候那个僧人呢是走在大象的前面的，他已经能够牵住大象走。
So like that, then after when you reach the level seven, so it's called, I don't know what to call, complete pacification. Then, I don't know, the mind become perfectly pacified. I don't know, it's a different translation, I don't know. Complete pacification, the number seven.
Right? 继续进一步修的话呢，你就会进入到第七个住心，第七个住心叫最寂静心了。这样你的心呢已经完全寂静，能够达到寂静的境界。
So like that. So when you see that there is this complete pacification, so this numbers 7 and 8, need another pause of enthusiasm.You need that power. You need more enthusiasm there. Apply the power of enthusiasm so that achieve the true level, number 7 and 8.
这样你看到呢，这第七柱心呢，还有第八柱心呢，就叫做专注一去呢。那时候呢，你的精进的力量呢，就更加强化了。哦，你就很精进，很能够很精进的去修。
So like that. So when you reach this number 7, complete pacification, so there's no more laxity there. So then excitement also hardly arise. So that's why that monkey go very behind there, left behind like that. So hardly arises. Even arises, a small effort can be removed it, so like that.
所以呢，当你到达的第七柱心就叫做最寂静心的时候呢，已经完完全全没有这个沉默了，沉默完全不会升起。就算是调举这细分的调举也很难再升起。你可以看看图画的，在第七只大象的那个图画，第七只大象图画，你可以看着那个。代表调举的这猴子呢已经是落在后头的，被远远的抛在后头，就是连这个细分的调举呢它也是很难再升起了。
So like that, then I don't know what happened now. Why we are, huh?
So 这样大家明白吗？
So then, the numbers, 8, one pointed attention. Some translator like that, so I'm not sure. One pointed up mind. One pointedness of mind. I don't know.Anyway, there's so many translations, so I don't know.
Okay. 过后呢，我们继续修的话呢，继续用功下去，因为在这里是非常用功，因为它是由精进力承办的嘛，所以呢，你非常用功的话呢，你就可以进入到第八个阶段，叫做专注一趣。像英文呢，它其实有不同的翻译。
So like that. So when you reach the number eight there, you know, so because of your strong effort, so you know, you are able to put your mind on the object. Just applying small effort, immediately you can put your mind on the object without disturbed by the laxity and excitement.
这专注一趣呢，你从字面上就可以了解了。在这个阶段呢，你其实是非常精进的，非常用功的。这精进就叫 enthusiastic effort， 就是你说的啦。可是它不是这个 level 的名字，这个 level 叫 one pointed 啊 ，single pointed。所以呢，它专注一趣的时候呢，你可以就很精进的，能够把你的心呢系念于你的所缘境，甚至呢。不需要太费力的，只需要稍微调整一下，你就可以专注于在你的对境里面了，而且是不会没有所谓的什么沉默了、掉举了，是很容易就进入了那境界。
So here, so number eight, you can see the elephant, your mind, which represents your mind, totally white. So there's no laxity, no excitement, you know, nothing arises, so you can.Put your mind, you know, on the object, single point, what goes single pointedly.
所以呢，在这个第八阶段呢，你可以看到那个图画，那只大象它是完全变成白色了，就表示呢，你的心呢很容易就专注于你的所缘境里面了，就根本好像不需要在任何正知啊、正念的功用了，你的心就安住在你的所缘境了。
Okay, so number eight is still, of course, you need the effort, but you don't need much effort, just slight, small effort, just applying that, your effort to meditate, not for a long period of time on the object, so like that. So it doesn't disturb by this obstacle, laxity, excitement, it doesn't disturb you like that, so.
所以呢，在这个第八的阶段呢，专注一趣的阶段呢，你当你在你的修行的时候啊，你看那个字面的解释啊，只需在座手稍加用功，就一用功一点点的，便能在整座中不起任何掉举啊。所以它是非常容易就专注于你的所缘境了。
So like that, so you don't need.You can see that, you know, so after number 8, 9, you don't see the ropes, you don't see the hook. But number 7 and 8, you don't see that, you know, so that means you don't need that much. You don't need that kind of much introspection and mindfulness, so much needed there, you know. Just slightest effort, then you are able to meditate object.
在第八和第九个阶段，如果你注意看这个图画的话，这九柱心图的话，你就会看到呢，那个绳索还有那个棍子呢不见掉了。这表示什么呢？就表示呢，我们其实呢不需要运用特别去用功啊，要让正念啊去注意升起啊，要让正知去检查，已经不需要这样的东西，你就可以很专注的修啊，很专注的。将你的心呢安住于你的所缘境了。
So like that, so you can see that. So then number nine, I don't know what to call number nine, balance placement. I don't know one translation balance placement, proper equanimity. I don't know. What?I don't know. My task is to have the balance placement.
Liberation in the bubble. That's the fixed absorption.
I don't know.
像你这样去用功去进修的话呢，你就会修到第九个阶段，就叫做等持或者等持心。
So, So here, so need to apply another power. What I don't know what to call the force of acutance. Acutance. I don't know how to pronounce. Not sure how you translate it. I don't know what kota chenbe to. I don't know. Shishin to. I mean that. What ko? The idea is that no need to die. So I mean the point is that I don't know what the English word that so point is that the power of the familiarization, okay, the mean is that power of the familiarization, that I don't know what familiarity, power of the familiarity, I don't know whether this makes sense. First of you could sense.
Yes. Okay, so he talking is in. 在这个第九个阶段，因为你不断的练习，你很容易就升起了对境，所以是由串习力办成的，所以这个串习的力量。
So like that. So balance placement. So number nine. So then, because of your familiarity of the meditation, power of that, so you can put your mind on the object, you know.Without effort, because of familiarization, you know, without putting effort, your mind able to sit on the object, you know, without distraction, vision, this doesn't arise, so your mind is just able to sit there long period of time.
所以呢，在这个第九个阶段，就是等持心的阶段呢，这个阶段呢，如果你中文翻译叫做无功用运转作业，那什么意思呢？就是因为你在这个阶段呢，通过不断的练习、不断的串习啊，所以你不用特别用功啊，不加用功，你就自然的就成就了你的所缘境，那所缘境就好像毫不费功夫的出现在那里，而且你不需要丝毫努力啊。因为你已经很熟悉了，你能够长时间的安住，将心安住于你的所缘境，好像能够很自然的进入那个三摩地中，还不是三摩地。
So like that. So that the nine stage, up to the nine stage, like that, you know. So nine stage. So then only after that, after nine stage, you complete. Then after that.You achieve the karma biting, you know.
所以呢，这个是第九个阶段的，这九住心的最后阶段叫等持，这是等持的境界啊，就不费功夫就安住于这心。当你完成了这第九个阶段的时候，你的心识呢才进入这三摩地。
So then,
或奢摩他了。
Okay, so then, so when you the I don't know number that.I don't know. 这念诵心啊，中等结果。这念诵心啊，中等结果。The number 10, elephant there. You're sitting on the elephant. So you're now on top of your mind. You know? So it's totally controlled. You know? You can ride on your mind.
所以你看到你数那些大象1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8,9,10这是第十，你进入那个奢摩他的境界，就表示你看可以看到僧人呢已经骑在大象上面了，就表示呢你已经完全在你的心之上，你已经完全降服，可以完完全全的控制驾驭你的心了。
So then I think that's after that, of course you look like the monkholding the rope and flying in the sky. Yeah. So that is like, that symbolize, it doesn't mean you can fly, but the symbolize your body become very flexible, what called the pliancy of the body. No, so you achieve that. No, pliancy of the body achieve that time. So that means your body become very flexible. You don't get tired or whatever. You know, easy to do practice. You know, you don't get tired. And doing meditation like that, the body doesn't get that tired.
所以到了这个第十个阶段，也是第十只大象，你可以看到，其实那个僧人已经拿着拖着那个绸缎了，飞上天了。这并不表示你可以飞上天空啊，它不是这个意思。就表示呢，到达了你的修行的境界，到达了这个阶段的时候呢，你证得了清安。这清安这里呢是指你的身体的清安，所以你的身清安这什么意思呢？它是由飞上天来代表，就表示呢你的身体呢你不会觉得疲倦，就你做东西啊或观想啊你不容易觉得疲倦哦，你就可以长时间做。
So like that, so then, the number 10 sitting on the elephant, so I think that represents then up.You know, the flying among, I think, yeah, symbolized like the mind, what do you call it? The body.
Plancy of the mind.
Body. Plancy
of the body.
Then sitting on the elephant, that symbolized plancy of the mind. Yeah.
Okay. So, 所以呢那个清安其实有两种，一个是身清安，一个是心清安。所以你数的时候，一二三四五六七八九十，第十只大象呢，就是那个僧人坐在那个象上面，那个指的是心清安。所以你先证得心的清安。
So like that, so then, like that, then after that, so after that.A completion, the number 11. So that the time you achieve the samadhi, what called karma biting, achieve samadhi, like that. Number, I think 11, yeah.
所以你数一数到第十一个阶段的时候呢，就清安过后呢，你就进入了这个三摩地的阶段，就你证得的奢摩他，有些讲奢摩他，也讲三摩地。所以第十一只大象啊，骑在上面啊，手里拿着剑啊，有火啊，就是第十一个阶段，就是已经证得的三摩地了。
So like that, so then after that, then of course then I think holding the sword there and the hand after achieving right hand holding the sword, yeah, so that symbolize I think.Wisdom. So, after that, some karma biting, then you achieve to, you have to practice and that, especially inside the vipassana. So then, you know, that means the wisdom, you know, have a lot of wisdom, especially understanding emptiness. So with that, then you are able to cut the root of the samsara. So like that, symbolize that cutting the root of samsara.
所以你可以看到在第十一头大象那边呢，那僧人呢骑在大象的上面，那右手呢拿着剑，这剑呢代表智慧，所以拿的是智慧之剑，就表示呢你修这个三摩他这个修三摩他成功之后啊，你修止得定之后呢，你可以进一步修内观，所以我们讲止观嘛，你修完你得止了，你可以进入去观什么呢？观事物升起的真相呢，你就可以得到智慧。好，从你的修内观里面呢所产生的智慧呢，你就可以断除这个轮回的根本。
That's all.
啊，这样你就修完了。
啊，然后 achieve 什么？然后 achieve karma biting 啊。
所以你已经证得了三摩他了吗
？So now can fly, Now can fly.
Okay, Auntie have these questions. When you say we achieve samadhi, does it mean that when you have achieved samadhi, you have clairvoyance, then you can look through the wall? You can look through the wall and see the other side of the wall, you know, somebody is there.
Samadhi is what? People come abiding, same? I think.
No.
Yeah. Samadhi is same, come abiding. Not samadhi, samatha.
Samatha.
So it's kama abiding. I think same. Vipassana is especially inside, if I'm not wrong.
No, there's a difference. Difference.
Same.
Samadhi.
Yeah, I think they are similar. Normally, no, I heard many times, I don't know exactly the Sanskrit was samatha. They talk about the kama abiding. Yeah? Vipassana is especially inside, if I'm not wrong.
Auntie still waiting.
What?
Does it mean that you achieve clairvoyance, then you can look through the wall?
Yeah. When of course, if you have clairvoyance, of course, there are many different types of clairvoyance. Yeah. Able to know people's mind, able to see far away, able to hear from different distance. So there's many different clairvoyance. Not only wall, you can see the people's mind too. Different type of clairvoyance.
Ramachita.
Also you can see your past, many past life. You know. Future life too. Not only through the wall. Yeah.
After samadhi, you must do vipassana before you can achieve that.
Achieve what?
Okay. Rinpoche 的回答就是，当你修止入定了，在定中呢，你可以引发不一样的神通了。这样，这神通不只是可以看这个墙壁而已啦，这神通其实很好用了，不要只是看墙壁而已啦，可以看很远的地方，也可以听到很远的声音，可以自己查看哦，过去生还有未来生，未来那个人啊，你自己还会投生到哪一道去，你可以看得到的啊。所以你的神通不要只是看墙壁了，因为他们有所谓的不同的神通啊，在佛教里面你看有五种和外道共有的神通，还有第六种神通是佛教的，叫漏尽通啊。你问你的儿子啊。
我想死。
啊，五种神通里面的。
He's asking whether what's the difference between samatha and samadhi.
I don't know. The sounds, I think must be same. I don't know. But I don't see different.
不同的语文啊，哦，就好像日文啊、英文啊和法文啊，啊，就好像 thank you, 谢谢的 terimakasih 全部都是一样的，啊。
Vipassana. Yeah. Then after that, you have to develop the vipassana. Yeah. Especially inside. The English word is especially inside. I don't know.
就是他的问题就是你已经得到了沙摩他了之后呢，这样你还可以，你还得到什么，还可以修什么了。这样人不觉得回答就是，当你修止入定啊，你已经证得定的时候，你要进一步去观。因为由观你才能产生智慧，这智慧呢能够帮你断除这个轮回啊，所以他华文就叫止观，修止观。我们有人讲修止而已，都是修止观，修完了止要去修观。No special insight， 观。
What special insight is that? Vipassana? The Sanskrit Vipassana is special insight or no?
啊，花文字有一个字也叫观。
啊 ，the Vipassana, I don't know. I heard many times, but I don't know exactly. Talk about special insight or no?
啊 ，special insight. Chinese there's only one word. 观。
啊，观观。
观。That means something like observe, reflect. It has multiple meanings.
Anyway, so like that. So whole idea is, you know, you train your mind, you're able to subdue your mind. You know, then wherever your mind want to put in the object, any position object, after training, you can able to put there in the object without distracting your mind.You know, like 3 hours, 4 hours, you can do the meditation. You know, so that when you achieve that, so then you are able to control your mind. Idea is that, you know, you can sit on your mind. You know, you have the power controlling your mind when you achieve the, karma biting. Yeah.
所以呢，这主要的最重要的重点就是，根据这样的修法呢，我们能够转换我们的心呢、啊，就是说去调伏我们的心念，将我们的心呢能够安住于我们所选择的对境上面。如果我们的心能够安住在我们的对境的3到4个小时哦、啊，就是它不会受到干扰的话，能够专注于我们的对境3到4个小时呢，你就证得了奢摩他。我萨摩他了，就表示你能已经可以完完全全控制你的心了，你就可以就根据字面上来讲，坐在你的心的大象上，坐在你心头的大象上。
Okay, so when you achieve that, when you achieve that, then no this the distraction thought or the delusion mind doesn't arise that moment.You know, so you're quite peaceful, you know.
所以你达到那样境界的话，你能够控制你的心呢，这样你的心呢就不会被妄念哦，给干扰到哦，你的心就被散乱了。
Okay, the delusion, the attachment, anger, this kind of doesn't arise that time, so doesn't disturb your mind. But it doesn't mean they're totally.We are totally free from that. Doesn't mean we cut up root of the delusion. It doesn't mean that.
就当你达到这样的境界的时候，一心不乱的时候，像你的所有的贪念啊、嗔念啊，你的三毒的烦恼就不会升起了，因为你的心呢，你可以控制住。可是这并不表示你已经断了你的贪嗔痴哦，它没有，并不表示啊。
So like that.If we, for us, your mind is not subdued, not able to put your mind in the object, versus objects, then we have so much this negative thought. You know, different type of negative thought. Attachment, anger, jealous, pride, all sorts of thought arises in our mind. So, if that happen, the problem is that mindMake your previous, whatever you have, this imprint in your mind, left by the previous attachment. Then, whenever you thought different attachment, anger arises, then you make this previous imprint stronger, more powerful like that.
对于我们大多数的人来说了，我们的心呢都是没有调伏的，我们都不能控制我们的心，所以呢我们的心呢都不能安住于我们的所缘境。这表示呢就是我们的心呢很容易受妄念的干扰，我们的贪啊、嗔啊、痴啊、慢啊、疑啊，各种心念呢都在我们的心呢这边飞来飞去哦。所以呢如果这样的东西或的是这样的东西发生的时候，其实常常发生了、啊。像我们的心呢，在过去的相续里面所种下的恶的习气呢，它就会进一步被强化。所以它被强化的话，它就很容易成熟。
Okay, so then that your imprint of the attachment becomes powerful, then able to manifest the result, you know, like that.
如果他的习气经不强化，他就慢慢慢慢的很快，更加快的成熟的话，那果报就来了。
So like that, so when you achieve that, then you don't have this less problem with that, you know, achieve this karma biting, so you don't have this all this negative thought.Arises, so then it doesn't make your imprint stronger, you know, because of that.
所以呢，如果我们能够证得这个色摩他的话，这样呢，我们所要面对的这些问题呢，就会比较少，因为呢，我们能控制我们的心念嘛，所以我们的恶念呢就不会升起。这样恶念不升起的话呢，我们过去所种下的恶的习气呢，就不会进一步强化。
So therefore, just by meditating on karma biting, you are not able to cut the imprint of the delusion.The seed of the delusion is not possible just by karma biting. You know, not able to cut, destroy the seed of delusion, you know, imprint of delusion, not able to do that. Only the growth, you know, that thought is able to subside, you know.
所以呢，我们如果去修习这个萨摩他的话呢，证得这萨摩他呢，我们并不可以，并不能够断除，不能够断除哦，我们过去所种下的这些恶的习气。可是呢，我们可以制止它的生气，就是我们可以调伏那个粗分的这样的习气。
Okay, so now, I need special insight after that.The point is that, so in order to cut or destroy the root of the delusion, you know, imprint or seed, to cut that, you must achieve the special insight through karma biting. You know?
所以呢，我们需要进一步呢去修观。那修观的时候，我们才能用观所引发的智慧来断除这三毒的习气啊，去消灭这三毒的种子。
Okay, so here of course karma biting, so that means with your concentration, and then you use your wisdom to check the object of the reality, you know.Which, especially here, talking about do not exist from one side. You know, all the object doesn't exist from one side. You know, just everything labeled by the mind. So, with single-pointed mind, you use your wisdom, look at the object, how the object exists, you know.
所以当我们证得萨摩他的时候呢，就我们已经得到定了，能够真的入定的话，我们就应该入定了，进一步去观修。观修什么呢？修这个观，用这观呢观察这个事物、万物、万法升起的这个真相，它的原理，我们就可以看到呢，所有的事物、所有的一切法的升起都是没有自性的，所以呢，它都是不是自方存在的。它不是靠自己的力量呢，可以完全独立自主存在的。这样我们就用这样升起的智慧呢，来断除这个无明。
So here, so within your concentration, within karma biting, when you achieve that, then you look for the object with wisdom. So able to see the reality objects must clear, must deeper, able to see very clearly.
所以当我们证得萨摩他的时候，入定的时候，就进一步去用智慧来观察我们的对境，用智慧来观察，来对照啊我们的对境啊，非常清楚的了解它是怎么样存在的。
Then you are really, then after that, only you see that root of the delusion is ignorant. You are able to see that, you know, truly grasping at the self.And the ignorant, you're able to see that is totally wrong mind. You know, you're able to see that.
所以呢，当你进入这观照的境界的时候呢，你就可以清楚的看到无明的根本，就看到这个妄念呢，那个是怎么样升起的，就是执着有一个我的那个存在。
So like that, then after that, of course, when you see this emptiness, then you meditate, and you know, and especially inside, you meditate, you know, then after like part of accumulation, part of population.You don't accumulation, part of accumulation, part of population. When you intraders, that time you see, you don't see emptiness directly, you know, but you see emptiness. So that time, you're able to reduce all of this, the gross, you know, delusion, able to purify it.So then after when you see part of seeing, then you are able to see emptiness directly. So then you are able to cut. Starting from there, you are able to cut the root of the delusion. Yeah. Slowly, then part of seeing, meditation. Then there's many different levels. So then you are able to purify it. Cut the root of the delusion. See it, imprint, totally able to purify that. Then after that, you chip the Buddhahood like that.
所以呢，当我们能够就是修三摩他，当然就是要修这个观啊。这观就是要观照这个事物万法的空性。这样，这个万法的空性，它万法的事物是怎样存在的？所以呢，我慢慢去观，然后慢慢的减少我们我们的无明粗分的无明，就净化我们这种不正确的见解。所以呢，我们就在这个五道上面呢开始修持，就我们可以从资粮道开始修，然后进入这个加行道。就在一个资粮道和加行道的时候呢，我们就慢慢的减少，慢慢的净化我们粗分的无明，就是对事物的那种我执的那种偏差。然后当我们能够直接见到空性的时候呢，我们就证道了，我们就进入了这见道，就五道里面第三道见道。那见道呢，你其实就是圣人了啊。在见道的时候，你可以进一步去修，所以你就进入了这个修道。修道呢，有不同的层次了不同的层次。你进一步去修，深化你的空性的那个见解，然后你慢慢的断除你的烦恼无明的习气。当你的烦恼和无明习气的完全消除断掉的时候，你就证得了佛的果位。
What are you talking now?
Buddha already. You talk until Buddha already.
No more talk.
No more.
Okay. That's it. We finished that.Just get some idea when you look at the picture. Because this picture you see many places, including the Tibetan temple. Most of the time you see outside the door there, always painting on the wall, you see that. So you have some idea when you see that.
The mural you see outside the temple. Oh, this one.
That one, yeah.You didn't see in Kapan? Of course, Tanka also have, of course.
Okay. Karen 就讲，其实如果你去藏传的佛寺的话，在外面通常你可以看到个九柱心的图了，不过通常不会记得了，我记得是唐卡的了。所以呢，这个九柱心呢，大约就讲完了，所以给大家有一些概念要怎样去修了，去进修进入这个三摩地了，所以大家有概念的，应该就没有问题了
哦。So next time you go to tour, then you can be tour guide.
So, 呢，改次呢，大家去。旅游的时候去西藏寺庙啊，藏传寺庙啊，你看到这些，你就可以成为导游了，跟你的团友解释啊，这个是什么，这个是什么了，
You get new job.
你看，天如觉给你创造新的工作机会。
Okay, I mean, I just get some idea. So when you see pictures, so you have some understanding there, you know. So,
所以呢，这主要这堂课是这几堂课是给大家有一些概念了、啊，好明白这九住性是什么，然后呢，怎么样去做一些修行了、
啊。Okay, so then, not if you need more explanation, then you can read the Lamrim text. There's many commentary available in English.Tibet, English, Chinese must be there, so you can read that. You need more explanation.
如果大家需要进一步的解释，或者需要更多的解释的话，自己可以去看一下那些书籍，比如说《菩提道次第》的书籍啊，啊，已经翻译成英文啊，翻译成法文啊，你可以进一步去看的，去修啊。就是其实你印的讲义就是从那边来的啊，这、就是那个《掌中解脱》啊，第二十一天。那边来的 Liberation of Palm of Hand 啊、21 day
Okay, like that. Yeah, if you have question, just one more. Then next, I think we go to the pound is good quality next class. Okay, I think we complete common lighting now.
所以今天这个九住心的课呢，就是禅修的课就已经圆满结束。下个星期呢，我们就讲这个功德本颂，大家要记得带来哦，功德本颂。啊，然后如果大家还有什么问题的话，还可以发问最后一道问题。Okay, Mr. Low.
Hello, hello.
Ken Rokun先生，我听说过这个词说走火入魔。有没有这回事啊？是不是什么情况？如果
静坐走火入魔哈、
啊，那么如果有这个回事，是什么情况呢？因为我们要避免这个情况发生。谢谢。
哦、不懂讲法，你的走火入魔了。he said that when actually there are cases when people meditate and they gone crazy or something like that. The wire got entangled. So how is it? How does this happen? So how do we prevent this from happening? If we are to meditate or try to meditate, how do we prevent this from happening before?That happens.
Are you going that direction?
你遇到这样的情况啊？
没有，我是说，最好不要遇到了。我是说，了解一下。
Oh, he wants to know how to prevent this before he tries.
不然修错了，变成走火入魔。
So I mean different. So, of course, when you do meditation, very beginning, of course, your mind should be relaxed. Yeah, we have all to meditate. You already too much stress in the life. Too much under the stress or unbalanced mind, then it's difficult to meditate first place, you know.
当我们开始这个静坐的时候呢，我们要学会把心呢放轻松了。如果你的平常生活很紧张啊，你有太多压力的话呢，你的心呢就不平衡了，就很难静坐了。
So that's the one thing. When you're too much stress, your mind is under so much pressures. Not precious. Then of course it's extremely difficult. Of course that person needs special, I mean, one-to-one, you need the guidance by some who have experience, you know. Otherwise, it's difficult, you know, not able to meditate.
所以其实静坐的首要条件就是要能够放轻松。所以如果你的生活很紧张，你面对很大的压力的话，其实你是很难去静坐的。所以呢，可能话你就需要一对一啊，找一个老师一对一这样教你。
So mostly this the people who become, yeah, what you are asking question, become crazy. Yeah.These people become crazy after they don't know how to meditate, they do, then become crazy. That's what I see.
所以如果是这样的话，就生活很紧张，压力很大的话，这样，他们去修的话，这样可能就很容易发神经了哈，走火入魔了。
Okay, because.Not the meditation make them crazy, but they're already beginning already crazy. Yeah. Not the meditation. Meditation is just an additional there, but beginning they're already mind is not there. So on top of that, whatever you do, this become cause for crazy. You know, so like that.
其实不是因为静坐使他发神经了，而是他本来他的生活就很紧张，压力就很大嘛，所以。所以这静坐就刚好他去做，所以就导致他发神经而已。其实他做另外一些东西他也是会发神经的了。
So that's why, so you need calm mind, you know. So you need calm mind to meditate. Yeah. So it's important. That's why also living in the discipline. In order to meditate, living in the discipline we mentioned before. It's another thing.Extremely important, living in the discipline. You know, like living in the 5 precepts or living in the, you know, 10 virtues, you know. Those are important, very beginning. You needed that.
所以如果要真的去静坐的话呢，我们要保持一颗平静的心呢，我们的心要能够平静下来，然后我们的生活呢要有要安住在戒律之中。因为戒定慧，由戒才能生定嘛。这戒律就表示呢，我们平常我们生活，我们的日常生活，我们要守住我们的五戒，然后要行十善，这样我们去静坐的时候才能够护持我们。
Okay, so I mean that. Then of course, as we discussed before, you know, you need the path, you need the what call aspiration.You need the joyous effort, you know, those are needed, you know, then. It is all this condition, then, of course, you have joyous effort, of course, there's no reason you to be crazy, become crazy, you know.
这就是我们其实在刚开始讲的时候，讲这堂课的时候有讲过了，就是我们讲的静坐的时候遇到的5种过患和8种对治的方法，就是我们讲的时候，就是在我们静坐之前哦，我们要有这个信，正信啊。为什么呢？我们要来做静坐，这静坐到底有什么功德啊？若套句现代比较功利的主义来讲，哦，静坐到底能带给我什么好处、什么利益？哦，这佛法其实我们不讲什么好处、利益，我们讲功德。好，所以这信的他。所以你要有这深信，这信了你才有渴求的欲望，这个欲望是去学去修佛法的欲望。这样如果你真的相信的话，真知道它的好处的话，这样你就很快乐，很精进的、哦、去修。所以就第三个了，第三个对治方法就是勤，勤劳的勤。然后你勤劳去修的话呢，你就会得到他这个修行所带来的好处，他的效果就是你会得到清安，身体的清安啊，心灵的清安了、啊，这样你就不会走火入魔了。
So like that, then of course, as we talk about, then with mindfulness, then introspection, so applying these two, then some need to check sometimes too tight, also not good. Then you have to relax.It's too relaxed, not good. You have to tight. You know, so, I mean, there's, you have to see that, you know, when you meditate. Of course, balance is important, you know. It doesn't mean, you know, you want to achieve, then you put so much effort until your brain broke down like that. You know? So of course everything has limit. Always have to see, you know, how much you can push, you know, how much you cannot push, you know, you should know yourself when you meditate also.
所以我们还需要在进修的时候还需要啊升起我们的正念。还有要正知，正念的时候，当你流失到对境的时候，用正念把它拉回来。啊，当你有那名分啊、出分的，你不懂啊，到底是怎么样的？可是进入细分的那个沉默调举的时候，你要正知啊，把它拉回来。所以这是刚就是里面其实这几堂课都有讲过的。所以当你去进修的时候呢，你太过紧张了，精神绷得太紧了，你就要告诉自己哦，要松一点。如果太松的话，睡觉了哦，打瞌睡了，这样你就要紧张一点哦。所以这个是你自己去修的时候，自己要去调的，因为没有人能告诉你到底太紧是什么紧，太松是什么松，所以就要自己去实修的时候自己去调。所以你要达到这个平衡。像你对自己呢，应该有一些控制能力啊，你应该懂自己的极限在哪里哦，所以你可以推你自己推到哪一个地方。如果推过头啊，你可能就发神经了。所以你推你自己的时候，你要懂哦，这个是，那你推不了的时候，不要硬来啦，哎呀，自己出来咯，哎呀，然后再回去再进修过咯，哦，可以下一堂下一做练习的时候再出来，所以你要自己调的啊。
OK。So, my advice that whoever want to meditate, then, in the very beginning, of course, your mind should be relaxed, you know. It's important. And then relax, then meditate, you know.
所以呢 ,Kim J 给我们的忠告就是我们如果要去进修的时候呢，开始的时候呢，我们要学会放松。放松我们的心情，然后去做。所以你做的时候要觉得很舒服的，哇哇，很好的，这样你才会喜欢做了。这是我自己讲的。
啊，那 also they mention like that, you know.
好，所以这经典上也有这样的开始了。哦，要放松然后去做。
Go sightseeing, go holiday, go to spa, what else? I don't know.I'll go to movie or what, I don't know. So, to stress then, yeah. First you have to do that, no choice.
这个不用放吧。因为通常我们去 holiday, 我们都是去旅行啊，去放假，我们都是很轻松的嘛，对不对？啊，所以你静坐的时候就想象你是去放假好了。
Okay, so also then, of course, also have to be careful when you go relax, then too much attachment arise, then you don't meditate again, you know. So, so that have to be careful when you relax. Develop attachment, so therefore be careful. What?
如果你放得太轻松了，然后呢，你觉得很舒服啊，然后你就沉溺于、贪执于这个境界的话，这样你就要再重新再修过了，因为你要对治这个贪念了，所以当你觉得太舒服，你很喜欢的时候，就赶快出来了，赶快出来了，不要再做下去了。
Okay, stop here. 啊，
所以今天就到此为止。
Do the dedication. Yeah.
所以呢，现在我们就来做回向。
On the good quality, they must read. Those who come in Chinese class must read every day.The pound is good quality in Chinese. They must read.、
Which one must read every day? This one.
Foundation of good quality. Yeah.
You want that to memorize?
Okay. 天荣姐讲那个有拿到这个功德本颂的朋友们、请你们、每天都去念一遍、每天念一遍。Angeline 可以背起来。好，现在我们做回向。 第三十二面 ，page 32，这本日常诵文 ，short daily prayers， 三十二面，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。三十四面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。请收这两个法本就好了，然后其他的座位上的东西全部不需要收，因为明天呢，明天啊 ，Osel Rinpoche 还有 Gomo Tuku 啊，他们将会来这里开示啊，他们是在家人转世 Rinpoche 的转世啊，所以他明天，他们现在应该是30岁吧，30岁左右啊的在家 Rinpoche。所以他会和大家开始分享啊，不过我不懂他们要讲什么了，应该是以英语来讲的。好，星期一明天，所以大家在座位啊，这些席子啊，这些全部放在这里哦，不用收，只需要收这个念诵法本就可以了。谢谢。